everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige Ruderman, and I hope you are having a fantastic day. On today's episode, we are going to talk about getting over writer's block. Before we can get into the nitty-gritty of what those suggestions look like, why don't we define what writer's block is? The definition of writer's block is the condition of being unable to think of what to write or how to proceed with writing. And I have to say, the best quote I ever read about writer's block was from Stephen King in his book On Writing. He has a quote that reads, "Amateurs sit and wait for inspiration. The rest of us just get up and go to work. Write with the door closed, rewrite with the door open." If you have not read that book, Stephen King's On Writing, it was one of the best books I've ever read about writing, and it was not music related. He is an author of novels. He talks about his experience, what it was like writing short stories into longer stories, into books, submitting them to publishers, getting rejections, what those look like. So really, really inspiring book. I've also heard how fantastic of a writer Stephen King is. However, I get really scared and I can't read those horror books that he typically writes. When I saw that he had a book that he had written that was not a horror book, it was just it's like a memoir meets writing inspiration piece. It was really phenomenal. And I read it. His writing is truly great and I totally understand the hype now. So all of that to say, in the book, he's talking about how amateurs sit and they wait for inspiration. They're waiting for this lightning strike to come and hit you, when the fact of the matter is, writer's block has less to do with your inability to write and more to do with what are all of the roadblocks that are being put up to stop you from writing. In my opinion, I don't think you have an inability to write. Just like when I first started taking singing lessons with my vocal coach, she told me, it's not that I had the inability to hear the right pitch or the inability to sing the right note. It was that I had so many other thoughts going on in my head. Fear over embarrassing myself, not wanting to do something wrong, scared that I'm too late to start to learn how to sing better. There were so many other emotions in the room that the actual skill of singing or the actual skill of writing something that's creative, that's not impacted. It's all of the mental extras that you're letting seep into that experience. If you can take a step back from judging yourself so hard and looking at everything you write with such a negative lens, you'll probably find that writing starts to become a little bit easier. Let's say I'll give you a pass. I'll say, all right, you're feeling uninspired. Maybe you don't know where to find your next topic or anything. I can see how that can play into writer's block. Again, I don't think it's that you don't have the ability to write. You need to grease that discipline muscle a little bit more, or you need to find new things to stay motivated and inspired. So here are my tips for if you're hitting writer's block or if you feel like you don't have anything to write about, where can you go to get some recommendations? And I'll preface this, I don't think any single one of these recommendations I'm going to make you probably haven't heard before. But just like someone has to hear something 7 times before it really clicks in their head, I'm just going to remind you that these options exist. So the first is poetry. I found that when I started reading poetry, my ability to write metaphors or draw connections between two seemingly unrelated items or create imagery in what I'm writing really started to skyrocket. And I didn't like poetry growing up. I always found it kind of boring. It could be because every single poem I feel like I read in school was nature-based. Nature just doesn't do it for me like that. If you can find poetry that's going to talk about topics that you really like, you might find like you really enjoy that. So for example, if you're aiming to write more love songs, like true love songs, not heartbreak songs, why don't you read love poetry? If you do want to write those heartbreak songs and you need some of that heartbreak imagery, that heartbreak language, turn to poetry and how do they describe it? There was one book in particular I purchased from a secondhand store mid last year. I got so many ideas from that one book. It just happened to really click for me. I think I went on to write like 4 or 5 songs out of ideas I got from that book. Don't discount poetry. Find someone that you enjoy their writing and that their writing clicks for you. don't feel like poetry has to mean like Shakespeare or something from really early eras. You can find modern day poetry that just kind of meets you where you are. My second tip for getting over writer's block is the importance of writing and journaling every single day. So I have found that when I find it really hard to write something, I can definitely reflect on what I have been doing for the last week or so and found that maybe I hadn't been writing anything, I hadn't been journaling. It's almost like ripping off a Band-Aid. It's so hard to restart that first time. But then as soon as you start greasing those wheels, pedaling that bicycle, you're going to find it comes back to you pretty naturally. If you can almost not let the rust settle on, I don't know, we're in a bike metaphor today, but like not let the rust settle on the gears, you can keep it moving and keep it going. But if you find that it's really hard to get those gears to turn right now, start with something really simple. Start with journaling. Start with morning pages if you've ever read The Artist's Way. Start with just something, because something is better than nothing. Number three, doing solo writes just to flex the muscle. So I really enjoy co-writing. I think I get great songs when I'm a co-writer. I really get to help bring stories to life, and especially with someone with really cool melodies or someone with really cool guitar skills, we just end up writing something really great. However, you can also find yourself falling into a rut of, I'm only doing co-writes. I can't write by myself anymore. Do I still know how? Well, if you start to question yourself, then it's very important to start forcing yourself and practicing and flexing the muscle of solo writing. And you can do this really simply. You can give yourself a little bit of a challenge, like maybe I'm going to write 5 songs for 5 days. I run those types of challenges with my friends. Maybe you're going to challenge yourself, you know, I'm just going to write something in 30 minutes. My fourth tip, kind of, we touched on this early on, but don't be afraid to write something dumb, because the best part is nobody has to see what you're writing. Literally, no one knows. I have some of the most dumb makes no sense voice notes and songs in my Google Drive that will never see the light of day. But guess what? They don't have to. Like, that's not why they were written. They were written to practice writing. And so don't be afraid to write something dumb. More often than not, even if you end up writing something you don't love, there might be a line. Or maybe you were like, I like the concept, but I didn't execute it to the best of my abilities. Then you take it to someone else and say, hey, here's this title I want to write, or here's this concept I want to write. I have these things already written down, but I want to start over fresh. Sometimes it takes sharing that with somebody else to kind of hear, you know, hey, this really isn't that far off base. Let's tweak X, Y, and Z, make it about 1.5 times faster than it was, and we're good to go, and you have a pretty solid song in your catalog. Number five, finding a track. So I am not the best instrumentation person. I'm not the best instrumentalist. Like, I don't playing instruments. Like, I know how to do basic things. I learned so much from all of my co-writers in the room. So if you find like writing with an instrument's really hard, why don't you try finding a track? Actually, just recently, I was co-writing with a friend of mine that I love co-writing with. We always write on piano or guitar. I saw this person post on social media with this really cool track, and he was kind of calling songwriters. He's like, hey, write something to this track. And I sent it to my friend. I'm like, hey, should we write something for this track just to like see how it goes? Turns out we loved the song that we wrote, and it was because it was forcing us to do something new. Piggybacking off that concept, number six, having a prompt. Sometimes it can be really overwhelming if you just find yourself staring at a blank page and you're like, where do I even go from here? But if you're given a prompt or you're given some sort of definer or limiter, it actually makes you be more creative. I was talking to someone recently and we were talking about how they don't know a whole bunch of chords. And I'm like, I don't know a whole bunch of chords. I use the same chords in every song, but just by changing the speed or the key or how quickly I move through the chords or the order of the chords that I'm playing, you have endless opportunities. And if you can write different songs on top of the same chords, you're just forcing your brain every single time you encounter it to say, what's new? How can I make something even more new? My next tip is don't discount movies or TV. I find really great dialogue in movies and TV because it's written as a script. It's written to reflect the average human language. So when you're watching a show and someone says something really cool, there is no shame in your game in taking creative liberties or creative inspiration and maybe taking that concept and running with it and writing something brand new. No one has to know where it came from. I had a song idea that I pitched the other day and I told the person, I'm like, I literally got this from watching the Bridgerton season 3 TV trailer. It has nothing to do with Bridgerton, has nothing to do with any of that, but I was able to use that as inspiration. It just made me think of something new I hadn't done before. And add it to your list. Every single time you encounter those ideas, keep a running list to go back to. Another great tip is, have you ever listened to a song and absolutely loved it and thought to yourself, ooh, but if only they had said this, it would have been like 10 times better. That is inspiration telling you, you need to write your version of that song. So to tell you a story, the whole reason I even started podcasting, literally, I don't even know if I've ever shared the story, but I used to go on these walks around my neighborhood and I would listen to this podcast at the time and I loved the guests that this person brought on his show. And I'm listening to these podcast episodes and every single time the guest said something really interesting, the podcast host said, that's cool, and moved on. And I was like, what? You just missed an entire opportunity to compound and expand on what that person just said. And it was me listening to this person interview people over and over and over again until I finally said, you know, I could do this. I could do this. I could do this better. I think I could do this more effectively. You can take that same exact mentality to any song that you love. If there's a song that you love, I guarantee you there's some way maybe you could have done it differently or with a different approach. On the flip side, you can write a response song. I've seen this happen on TikTok all the time where one person writes a song and then the other person writes the song as if it's from the other person's perspective. So cool, so creative, and what a brand new way to bring a story to life. Another thing I can recommend is following other songwriters. So I kind of said already, like, you can get inspired by what you would want to improve about other songs. I can get just as inspired just to write more songs by listening to good songs. So when you go out and you listen to rounds or you follow people on social media, listen to the original music. What is that person saying? How are they saying something that's a common idea in a fresh way? Can you do something similar? Are there other topics that you can use a similar strategy for? And just like keep your brain churning. There's always opportunities to find something new. If I haven't already said this one, I'm shocked it's taken me this long in the episode to say it. Reading. Like if you don't read, first off, if you don't read, how are you a writer? I mean that kindly, but if you're not even reading other work, if you're not expanding your intake all the time, then I can understand how you hit roadblocks and walls in your writing, because it's like, well, if you're not reading anything, how are other people approaching maybe a same type of cornered effect? Maybe you reach a point in a song and you're like, well, I don't know how to get around this. But if you've been reading or if you've been listening to other people's songs, well, what have other people done? You know, you don't always have to recreate the wheel. The wheel exists for a reason, but you can use the wheel and you could just make a better mousetrap, make a better experience, make it a little bit stronger. And it doesn't mean you have to recreate it from scratch, but you can use what exists and iterate on it. The most important thing I hope you take away from today's episode is that none of us are perfect. Every single song you see out there on the charts, every single person that's posting a song, it's possible there's a line or two they don't love about it, but it didn't stop them from making the song. My very final tip is, as much as you can, try to not let perfection impact your progress. We are all going to write songs we don't love. We are all going to write songs that have a weak line or two. We are all going to write things that we look back on in 6 months and cringe. And I hope you do, because if you look back on something you did 6 months ago and you cringe, you're like, well, I've improved. I'm in a different place. I have different knowledge now. I've learned new skills. I shouldn't have done this. I should have done that. But guess what? The only reason you got there is because you kept working on it. And the only way you can ever truly have writer's block, the only way you can ever truly never move past that is if you don't try. So I hope today's episode helped re-grease some of those wheels, helps get your brain churning, gets new ideas flowing, gets the blood pumping, and you're able to walk away into the coming weeks and write some stuff you're really happy about and proud about. But even if not, I hope you just write something, because something is better than nothing, and it's paving the path one song at a time, one line at a time, to get more and better and stronger things to come through. If you enjoyed today's episode, please follow me on Instagram at sorude.podcast, and also rank the show. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars. It helps everybody else listening to the show or checking it out decide, hey, I want to give this person a couple minutes of my time, see if I'm interested or not. And as always, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll chat with you guys next time. Bye now.